protect his people. And despite Yeoman's rule of Fadrix, Elend considered its people to be his people. He'd taken the Lord Ruler's throne, named himself Emperor. The entirety of the Final Empire was his to care for. What good was a ruler who couldn't even protect one city, let alone an empire full of them? A disturbance at the front of the infirmary room caught his attention. He cast aside his dark thoughts, then bid farewell to the soldier. He rushed to the front of the hospital where Yeoman had already appeared to see what the ruckus was about. A woman stood holding a young boy who was shaking uncontrollably with the fits. One of the physicians rushed forward, taking the boy. "Missed sickness?" he asked. The woman, weeping, nodded.
"I kept him inside until today. I knew that it wanted him. Oh, please."
Yeoman shook his head as the physician took the boy to a bed.
"You should have listened to me, woman," he said firmly. "Everyone in the city was to have been exposed to the mists. Now your son will take a bed that we may need for wounded soldiers."
The woman slumped down, still crying. Yeoman sighed, though Elend could see the concern in the man's eyes. Yeoman was not a heartless man, just a pragmatic one. In addition, his words made sense. It was no use hiding someone inside all of their lives just because of the possibility that they might fall to the mists. Fall to the mists, Elend thought idly, glancing at the boy in bed. He had stopped convulsing, though his face was twisted in an expression of pain. It looked like he hurt so much. Elend had only hurt that much once in his life.
"We never did figure out what this mist sickness was all about," he thought. The mist spirit had never returned to him. But perhaps Yeoman knew something.
"Yeoman," he said, walking up to the man, distracting him from his discussion with the surgeons. "Did any of your people ever figure out the reason for the mist sickness?"
"Reason?" Yeoman asked. "Does there need to be a reason for a sickness?"
"There does for one this strange," Elend said. "Did you realize that it strikes down exactly 16% of the population? 16%, to the man." Instead of being surprised, Yeoman just shrugged.
"Makes sense."
"Sense?" Elend asked.
16 is a powerful number, Venture," Yeoman said, looking over some reports. "It was the number of days it took the Lord Ruler to reach the Well of Ascension, for instance. It figures prominently in church doctrine."
Of course, Elend thought. Yeoman wouldn't be surprised to find order in nature. He believes in a god who ordered that nature.
16, Elend said, glancing at the sick boy.
"The number of original inquisitors," Yeoman said. "The number of precepts in each canton charter. The number of allomantic medals. The—"
"Wait," Elend said, looking up.
"What?"
"Allomantic medals," Yeoman said.
"There are only 14 of those."
Yeoman shook his head.
14 we know of, assuming your lady was right about the metal paired to aluminum. However, 14 is not a number of power. Allomantic medals come in sets of 2, with groupings of 4. It seems likely that there are 2 more we haven't discovered, bringing the number to 16. 2 by 2 by 2 by 2. 4 physical medals, 4 mental medals, 4 enhancement medals, and 4 temporal medals.
16 medals. Elend glanced at the boy again. Pain. Elend had known such pain once, the day his father had ordered him beaten. Beaten to give him such pain that he thought he might die. Beaten to bring his body to a point near death, so that he would snap. Beaten to discover if he was an allomancer.
"Lord Ruler," Elend thought with shock.
He dashed away from Yeoman, pushing back into the soldiers' section of the infirmary.
"Who here was taken by the mists?" Elend demanded.
The wounded regarded him with quizzical looks.
"Did any of you get sick?" Elend asked. "When I made you stand out in the mists,
Please, I must know.
Slowly, the man with one arm raised his remaining hand.
I was taken, my lord. I'm sorry. This wound is probably punishment for...
Elland cut the man off, rushing forward, pulling out his spare metal vial.
Drink this, he commanded.
The man paused, then did as asked. Elland knelt beside the bed eagerly, waiting. His heart pounded in his chest.
Well?
He finally asked.
Well, what, my lord? The soldier asked.
Do you feel anything? Elland asked.
The soldier shrugged.
Tired, my lord?
Elland closed his eyes, sighing.
It was a silly... Well, that's odd, the soldier suddenly said.
Elland snapped his eyes open.
Yes, the soldier said, looking a bit distracted. I don't know what to make of that.
Burn it, Elland said, turning on his bronze. Your body knows how if you let it.
The soldier's frown deepened, and he cocked his head. Then he began to thump with alimentic power. Elland closed his eyes again, exhaling softly. Yeoman was walking up behind Elland.
What is this?
The mists were never our enemy, Yeoman, Elland said, eyes still closed. They were just trying to help.
Help? Help how? What are you talking about?
Elland opened his eyes, turning.
They weren't killing us, Yeoman. They weren't making us sick. They were snapping us, bringing us power, making us able to fight. My lord, a voice suddenly called.
Elland turned as a frazzled soldier stumbled into the room.
My lords, the Kolos are attacking. They're charging the city.
Elland felt a start.
Ruin. It knows what I just discovered. It knows it needs to attack now rather than wait for more troops. Because I know the secret.
Yeoman, gather every bit of powdered metal you can find in this city, Elland yelled. Pewter, tin, steel, and iron. Get it to anyone who's been stricken by the mists. Make them drink it down.
Why?
Yeoman said, still confused. Elland turned, smiling.
Because they are now allomancers. This city isn't going to fall as easily as everyone assumed. If you need me, I'll be on the front lines.
There is something special about the number 16. For one thing, it was preservation's sign to mankind. Preservation knew, even before he